Welcome to day 166 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita Langland, your host, and today we are going to read six chapters from the book of Psalms. And we are reading this week from the Amplified Bible. The six Psalms that we will be reading are Psalm 134, and then we will read from the 146th Psalm to the end of the book of Psalms and end with Psalm 150, reading these final five chapters from the book of Psalms. And if there was a key word for the entire book of Psalms, it would probably be the word hallelujah. And the word hallelujah means praise the Lord. And as we read through the six Psalms that we are going to cover today, you will hear that phrase repeated, praise the Lord. And particularly in the very last chapter, Psalm 150, you will hear this phrase repeated 13 times in the brief six verses that compose Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Though it has become sort of cliche in our generation, it's a phrase that has great meaning and should be taken with great care when we speak it, as it is something that a person who wants to worship God will speak to the Lord and about the Lord. So I believe you'll enjoy hearing these verses from these six chapters from the book of Psalms, starting at Psalm 134, verse 1. Behold, bless, affectionately, and gratefully praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, singers who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in holiness and to the sanctuary, and bless the Lord, affectionately and gratefully praise Him. The Lord bless you out of Zion, even He who made heaven and earth. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man, in whom there is no help. When his breath leaves him, he returns to his earth. In that very day, his previous thoughts, plans, and purposes perish. Happy, blessed, fortunate, enviable is he who has the God of special revelation to Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps truth and is faithful forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets free the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the uncompromisingly righteous, those upright in heart and in right standing with Him. The Lord protects and preserves the strangers and temporary residents. He upholds the fatherless and the widow and sets them upright. But the way of the wicked he makes crooked, turns upside down, and brings to ruin. The Lord shall reign forever, even your God, O Zion, from generation to generation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 147. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for He is gracious and lovely. Praise is becoming and appropriate. The Lord is building up Jerusalem. He is gathering together the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, curing their pains and their sorrows. He determines and counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by their names. Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is inexhaustible and boundless. The Lord lifts up the humble and downtrodden. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises with the harp or the lyre to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives to the beast his food and to the young ravens that for which they cry. He delights not in the strength of the horse, nor does he take pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who reverently and worshipfully fear him, in those who hope in his mercy and loving kindness. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened and made hard the bars of your gates, and he has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of the wheat. He sends forth his commandment to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives to the earth snow like a blanket of wool. He scatters the hoarfrost like ashes. He casts forth his ice like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts ice and snow. He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel. He has not dealt so with any other nation. They have not known, understood, appreciated, given heed to, and cherished his ordinances. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. He fixed their bounds which cannot be passed over. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps. You lightning, hail, fog, and frost. You stormy wind fulfilling his orders. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers and judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise and exalt the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted and supreme. His glory and majesty are above earth and heaven. He has lifted up a horn for his people, giving them power, prosperity, dignity, and preeminence, a song of praise for all his godly ones, for the people of Israel who are near to him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 149. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Praise him in the assembly of his saints. Let Israel rejoice in him, their maker. Let Zion's children triumph and be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in chorus and choir, and with the single or group dance, let them sing praises to him with the tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation and adorn the wretched with victory. Let the saints be joyful in the glory and beauty which God confers upon them. Let them sing for joy upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their throats and a two-edged sword in their hands, to wreak vengeance upon the nations and chastisement upon the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. He, the Lord, is the honor of all his saints. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the heavens of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to the abundance of his greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with tambourine and single or group dance. Praise him with stringed and wind instruments or flutes. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath and every breath of life praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the end of today's scripture reading. We know that the book of Psalms is considered a book of songs or praises to God, but surely the last five chapters, which we read today, are considered the hallelujah of all of the book of Psalms. And you could call Psalm 150 the hallelujah chorus, because it truly begins and ends with those precious words, praise the Lord. And we are given in these final five Psalms the reasons that God himself should be praised. And if we needed a reason, they are listed here in perfect clarity for all to see. We began today's reading by reading the very brief Psalm 134, which holds only three verses. But this beautiful psalm is an exhortation to all of us, all you servants of the Lord, it says, to praise God, to bless the Lord. And it says, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who by night stand in the house of the Lord. So it was speaking specifically to those Levites who were assigned as singers in the temple, whose duty it was to stand during that night, those night hours, and praise God, to allow continual praise of the Lord to be coming up from the earth, from the temple in Jerusalem. But it speaks to us as well. It goes on to say in verse 2, lift up your hands in holiness and to the sanctuary and bless the Lord. And the Amplified adds, affectionately and gratefully praise him. Verse 3 tells us, the Lord bless you out of Zion, even he who made heaven and earth. Have you ever stood during a church service and been exhorted by the worship leader to praise God, to sing to the Lord, to worship God from your heart, and stood there with people all around you? Maybe some are lifting up their hands, as this psalm exhorts us to do, or some just standing quietly or with their eyes closed and wondered, what are they doing? How shall I praise God? How do I worship God properly? What is it I'm supposed to be doing during this time that the worship leader is telling me, just worship from your heart? Well, these five psalms that we're going to cover, Psalm 146 through 150, give us some very precious places that we can begin in terms of praising God. If you've ever wondered, well, what should I praise God for? How shall I do it? These psalms give us some really beautiful instructions. They tell us reasons that we should praise the Lord, reasons we should lift up our voice, reasons we should, with great hilarity, as the actual original language says in some of these psalms, praise God with great emphasis from our heart, with our mouth, with our physical body, different ways that we are to praise the Lord. So I'm going to bring to your attention some of the reasons that we should be praising the creator of the universe, this mighty God that we serve. I want to begin by reading this verse from Psalm 146, where the psalmist says, "While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have any being." So while I have any breath left in me, the psalmist writes, I am going to praise the Lord. And then he begins to say different reasons or attributes of God, works of God that are worthy of being praised. And he talks about the Lord being the one who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them. So for the very reason of just God's creation, heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, if you've ever seen even the smallest beauty in nature, which I am confident you have, whether it was a beautiful flower that just blossomed in springtime, whether it was the sight of vast and awesome mountains that God created, whether it was the sight of the ocean, the sea, the lakes, the rivers, and all that is in them, those things themselves, just the creation of God, is something that is worthy of our praise to the Lord for His work in creation. We're very blessed to see what God has done on the earth, and yet it will literally be as nothing in comparison to what God has created in heaven that we have not yet seen. And that will be a day that you will praise God from your heart with great joy and unrestrained enthusiasm. Even if you're the quietest person on the earth today, the day you see heaven and all that it contains, you will not be able to restrain the praise that will come from your innermost being. And yet, while we're on the earth, as this psalmist says, we should be praising God while we still have breath. One of the reasons being the beautiful creation He's allowed us to see and be a part of. Secondly, this psalm tells us God is the one who keeps truth and is faithful forever. That alone is worthy of praise, the faithfulness of God. Verse 7 in Psalm 146 says, God's the one who executes justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry, and sets free the prisoners. That is worthy of praise. We should be praising God for the truth that He does these things, that He does look out for the oppressed. He does not forget them. He does not forget the prisoner that is languishing in a jail somewhere. He's the one that intervenes to set free the prisoners. Verse 8 of Psalm 146 tells us the Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. Those are two reasons to give praise to God. Have you ever been blind and now you see? Amazing Grace, that song was written by a man who had been a captain of a slave ship, and he had no heart for the slaves that he carried from Africa to England. And he had a cold heart. He had no compassion, no pity. But when God got a hold of his life and showed him the reality of the love of God and the absolute vileness of his own soul, his own condition before God, he repented, he turned to the Lord, he let God change him from the inside out. And it was from that place of having the revelation of the love of God for himself as well as for all mankind that former captain of a slave ship was able to pen the words found in the amazing song that we now sing in many churches all over the world called Amazing Grace. And in that song, we find these words, I once was blind, but now I see. And those words reflected that God Himself had opened the eyes of this man to see things as they really are, and to turn his heart toward God and toward mankind, that the very humans that God loves. This man was changed and his eyes were opened. This verse in Psalm 146, verse 8, tells us the Lord opens the eyes of the blind. Yes, he opens, heals blinded people, makes them whole, and gives them physical sight. But oh, how many blinded eyes of the soul has God opened? If you're listening to this broadcast, I would dare say he has opened your eyes. He has given you vision that you never had before. You were once blind, but now you see. That alone is worth your praise to God. The scripture says the Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. Have you ever been in a place where you are so weighed down with anxiety or troubles or difficulty or sorrow or grief, and the Lord himself lifted you up and took you out of that place where you're so bowed down you couldn't even lift your head? For that God has done in your life, he is worthy of your praise. He's worthy of you saying praise the Lord from the depths of your heart. Psalm 146 goes on to tell us that the Lord protects and preserves the strangers and temporary residents. That's a definite reference to people who are foreigners in a country. Maybe you've come to the nation you live in right now, and you're a foreigner. You're really from a foreign country. And yet God, by his grace, has protected you. He's preserved you. It may not have been an easy road to get to where you are, and yet God has done it for you. That is worthy of praise. Think about that. Think about how he's protected you and preserved you and kept you. And lift up praise to the Lord for that good thing that God has done in your life. This scripture goes on to tell us, he upholds the fatherless and the widow and sets them upright. I love that scripture because I've had the privilege of watching God do this very thing. This ministry, Hidden with Christ, founded an orphanage in East Africa, in the nation of Tanzania, about 7 years ago, called Treasures of Africa Children's Home. And through that ministry, over these years, I have had the privilege of witnessing how God himself quite literally upholds the fatherless and the widow and sets them upright. I could tell you stories for hours about the children who came to Treasures of Africa without father or mother and completely without help from any side. And yet God has taken a hold of them, set them upright, put them in a place of love and care and covered with prayer and taken care of in the best possible manner, given a good education, led to a relationship with the Lord, to know his love, and has set them on a path to where they know they have a future and a hope. And God has done this himself because he upholds the fatherless and the widow. And as well as having the orphans in this home, we have widows that work for us who have, by the grace of God, been set upright. Their very shaky life situation has been settled because they have a regular income and they have an important ministry, ministering love and care to the children. So I have seen with my own eyes that God himself does this wonder of upholding the fatherless and the widow and setting them upright. He cares for every person who has been bereft of father or mother or spouse and has been in a state of grief and without help. The Lord cares and he intervenes. And I've seen it with my own eyes how powerful that is with the children at Treasures of Africa Children's Home. That has given me absolutely so many reasons to sing praises to God for his goodness and his love and his mercy and his care. Psalm 147, verse 3 tells us, The Lord heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And the Amplified adds, curing their pains and their sorrows. This is a reason to praise God. Have you ever felt brokenhearted during your lifetime and had God come and just place His seal upon your heart, pour the balm of Gilead upon that wounded place, and help you stand again and walk again and move forward in your life? That is a reason to praise the Lord. And if you have not perhaps thought about that incident that may have happened some years ago, it would be good to remember the goodness of the Lord when He has brought healing to your heart, when He's done this work of binding up your wounds and helped you to move forward and brought friends into your life and brought companions to walk with you and people to encourage you. Those are things to give praise to God for. So if you've ever stood in the sanctuary of some great church building and had everyone worshiping around you and wondered, well, what do I do? These are the things that the Psalms give us here as very concrete reasons to lift up praise to God while you still have your breath. Your life may not be perfect. You may have things you're praying for right now and asking God to intervene. But I tell you, it is vital for you, for your heart, for your spiritual life, to make sure that even when you're in a very difficult season of life, that you are continuously lifting up praise to God, remembering the past things that God has done for you and praising God for those. This will help encourage your heart. This will prepare your heart to receive more from the Lord. But I tell you, God watches us to see, have we appreciated and valued what God has done for us in the past? He watches. And I tell you, it's like a father with a child. If the child doesn't learn to be grateful for what the child is given, the parent will not give more until he sees that heart of gratitude developed in that child's heart. And it's important for us as children of God to be careful as well with our relationship with our Heavenly Father, that we don't forget the great things that He has done, the times that God has lifted us up, helped us, provided for us, blessed us, intervened on our behalf. That's what God looks to see, if we've been grateful for what He has given and we are lifting up praise to Him day and night while we yet have our breath. And then this final psalm that we read today, Psalm 150, like I said, is really the hallelujah chorus of all the book of Psalms, because it begins with the words, praise the Lord, and it ends with the words, praise the Lord. And it contains 13 expressions, praise the Lord, in these short 6 verses. But the summation of Psalm 150, which really is an excellent summary for the entire book of Psalms, is simply this, that we're to praise Him in the sanctuary, praise Him in heaven. Everyone in heaven praises God. They don't have to be told. Just being in His presence brings praise from the depths of their being. But it goes on in verse 2 to say, praise Him for His mighty acts. Remember the mighty acts He's done for you and praise Him. Then it says, praise Him according to the abundance of His greatness. And then it goes on for 3 verses telling us to praise God with instruments. And it's interesting to me that there's essentially three classifications for musical instruments. There's the percussion instruments, such as drum, tambourine, this sort of thing. There are the wind instruments, such as the trumpet and the flute. And then there are stringed instruments. We know them today, guitars, different things. And in the time of the writers of the Psalms, the harp was the primary stringed instrument that was used. All 3 classifications of instruments are mentioned here in Psalm 150. That we're to praise Him in every possible way with musical instruments, with song, with words, with our voices, but in every way to praise God. And it essentially tells us, praise Him from heaven to earth with every type of musical instrument and with everything thing and everyone that has breath and every breath of life, praise the Lord. God loves the praises of his people. And in fact, the Psalms tell us that God inhabits the praises of his people. So if you would like to experience the presence of God in your life, then do as these Psalms that we've read today exhort us over and over. Praise the Lord. God inhabits the praises of his people. So spend time praising God, not only when you're in church, but in your private time with the Lord. Just spend time praising God. And if you don't think, well, I'm not a great singer, I can't even hold a single tune, you can with your mouth praise God. And for all the reasons that these different Psalms express to us are powerful reasons to praise God, then do it. Remember the things he's done for you and spend time doing as these Psalms tell us and exhort us to do so powerfully while you still have breath in your body and until the day you step into eternity. Praise the Lord because he is so worthy of praise and he is so good. God bless you and give you a victorious and praise-filled week.